This week, the Bush administration unveiled plans to pay religious groups as much as $8 billion a year to provide social services to the needy. Now, the federal government already pays for some social services run by religious groups through certain nonprofit organizations. But this new White House initiative forges the closest and most public relationship between church and state in U.S. history. President Bush first floated the idea during last year's campaign. So far, little is known about how such a program would work, and though cursory polling has shown wide support for the idea of local religious groups providing social services, no one knows how deep that support runs. Robert Blendon teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and specializes in public opinion. He helped shape National Public Radio's polling data on the subject. He joins us from Cambridge. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And give us some idea of what we can say we know about American attitudes right
now.
Well,
I think we know that President Bush tapped into sort of a general belief that religious and nonprofit organizations do a better job helping needy people than the government. I mean, I think that's the nerve he's touched on. And in the National Public Radio poll, we found that 62% of Americans said that religious and charitable groups did do a better job. But as soon as you start talking about giving money to religious groups, obviously the public has more concerns. It becomes more controversial.
Professor, what kind of questions in your mind need to be asked to shape a clearer idea of what kind of program the public would support?
One of the issues that will affect how Americans come to think about this proposal is when they see that the federal government is picking among various church groups to give them federal funds, and some religious groups are more controversial than others, Scientology, the Unification Church. And for the first time probably in our history, the federal government is going to say you qualify as a religious group for help for providing services, and you don't. And this process could turn out to be very controversial as people think about it. And then the second issue is that we're asking these groups to provide services to people supported by government. And if because of religious reasons they don't provide services that normally people think would be provided, there could be concerns. So some of the religious groups may not believe in drug treatment that involves physicians, for instance.
You're talking about Christian Science.
Yes, absolutely.
Or
no
Jehovah's
question
Witnesses,
about that.
I guess, yeah.
And people suddenly being seen with public money who are not being given the services, family planning services for women or teenagers who are clearly eligible for it, but for religious reasons are not even counseled about that. So the issue of services not being provided because of religious reasons may bother people. And then the last issue, which is not only a public issue, but is going to turn out to be an issue for the churches and synagogues and mosques, is that when you accept public funds, the public expects a level of accountability, reporting on what you're doing, that congregations usually don't see as required in their interactions with their religious group. And these are all the kind of issues together as they're being discussed and debated, that when you're sort of at the level of 54% of Americans saying, well, let's go ahead and do this, and then you have 40-some percent who say not, it could swing in the course of the debate as they just think about how would this actually work and do people feel comfortable about it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if with the advantage of hindsight we might not fruitfully cast back to 8 years ago when the Clinton administration came into office, really in many ways powered by the campaign issue they'd made about health care and polls that indicated that the American public wanted the government to do something about making health care more available to more Americans. But that proposal foundered on specifics.
I think this could be very similar. The history of a number of presidential initiatives are that in principle, Americans really agree with them. But when they see how they actually might work out in practicality, many people get concerned. So I think we're very early on in the debate, but where the president clearly has captured the country, at least early on, is this belief that this community can be more successful, at least in their own direct dealings, with helping some people that government programs have not. But the marriage between government money and what they now do, I think that is still waiting for the jury to decide.
Do you think it's possible, based on anything you've seen, Professor, that Americans of faith who freely identify themselves as congregants and participants in one faith or another will be left uneasy with the idea of government leaving too deep an imprint on what they do?
I think that we're going to see a very serious debate over this issue, because within each faith, there are people who really feel that government funds will change the nature of the church or the synagogue or mosque, and it'll change the way they go about their activities. And others will feel it's the best way for them to carry out their spiritual social service mission. But this will be a real debate within the religious community as well as the public in general.
Professor, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Robert Blendon teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, speaking from Cambridge.